Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to Chew My Mom. I never listen.
Well, your day's getting ready to get a lot better if you're going to listen to this story. This young woman is absolutely amazing. From Fordham University, Emma Wilson Saltis. Emma, it's so great to be with you. You have such an incredible story and a journey around the game, how the game has benefited from you and how you have benefited from the game. Let's start with just how's it going? Like, how are you? So great to see you.
I'm so happy to be here. So extremely blessed. I'm so happy to be meeting you guys and opening up about my story in basketball and life and what I've learned and what I continue to do. So I'm super excited.
I mean, you have played at the highest level. You're a junior college All-American. You're currently playing on Fordham's team. You've had an interesting path. Why don't you start with the beginning for us, where you were introduced to the game and how you fell in love with it?
Oh, man, such an interesting story. I love to share. So basically, just a little backstory of myself. I was in the system of foster care for quite some time since I was a young baby, a few months old only. I eventually got adopted when I was 7 years old. And once I got adopted, my mom, she was just the best, my biggest supporter in everything. And interestingly, I didn't want to play basketball when I first started. My mom, she just put me in there because she wanted me to be physically active and doing stuff outside of school. So that's when my journey began. And it was a rough one, I can't lie. I started off just, you know, being a rebounder. Honestly, I didn't really know much about the game. I had to learn a lot. A lot of people were better than me. So when I got on the court, my job was solely to get the rebound, outlet to my point guard, you know, get us started. So
it's important. It's an important role.
It is important. So eventually I'm just like, you know what? I want to take this seriously. So as any other young basketball player, I started playing in the AU program, Hoopers New York. Started there with Brian Williams. Shout out to Brian. He really did start my journey. And yeah, like every summer I was just getting better and better. You know, I failed numerous times in order to get better. People were more skilled than me. People were, you know, more stronger than me, but all I did was learn and continue to strive. And I feel like it took me so many places. Started off my career in Manhattan College, and then I eventually went on to JUCO. When I was at my time at Manhattan College, this was during the COVID time and, you know, the vaccine was out. And me being from New York, we were very, like, strict on the vaccine. Like, we needed the vaccine to do anything, including sports and school. So since it was, like, very, very early in the timing, I was a little bit more frazzled about the decision. So I did take some time away for not taking the vaccination. And that was a big decision for me and my family. Mm-hmm. And then after everything came down and everything was calm and we came up with a solution for it, I wanted to go back because I didn't feel the same. Like, felt like something was missing in my life. A majority of my life, I've been just playing basketball. So, you know what? I got back up and I was like, you know what? I want to try this again. But this time I started in JUCO. So I started at Monroe College in New Rochelle in New York, and I just dominated in what I could do, you know. I was a great rebounder. I was averaging a double-double. My first year wasn't the greatest, but, you know, I just kept trying and learning, and there was a lot of changes going on. So I just had to learn to adapt and adjust to things and just keep positivity. And it brought me so far. And here I am today, Fordham University, you know. And it's such a great story, you know. Every time I think about it or speak about it, I just remind myself, like, look how far I've come. Yes. And look at my future. Like, I have so much more to show and go and do, and it's very exciting for me.
I want to point back to a couple of things you said. Number one, you did average a double-double, and you were a junior college All-American. So you did your role, and you played at a very high level, which afforded you the opportunity to be at Fordham. But I want to go back and have you take a little bit of a deeper dive into failing and picking yourself back up. You know, basketball is an imperfect game. It's about minimizing your mistakes. And everybody has adversity and everyone has to learn how to deal with challenges or obstacles. And you've had multiple in your life. Where do you think your resolve comes from?
I would say, as far as like, you know, back my backstory as to like not really like being into a full family until I was about 7 years old, I did face a lot of adversity through those years. So I feel like that kind of built character in me in a way. So where when it did come to basketball, I was kind of faced with the similar challenges and adversity, rising to challenges and just stepping up. Like, I feel like it really helped me like see, like, you know, sometimes it's a bigger picture. You're going through something right now, but just know if you keep pushing and try to be consistent as you can, then none of that matters as long as you keep rising up. So yeah. I feel like that's a good resolve for me when it comes to anything, not just basketball, but life.
I gotta believe that your mom is an exceptional woman, that she is somebody that is not afraid to go against the grain, that she's somebody that has some toughness about her, that is going to fight for making sure that you had what you needed resource-wise and other ways. Putting you in basketball, throwing you in the middle of something, right in the middle of the Bronx, yeah. Just putting you on a team and making you figure it out. That had to have been some tough love along the way. Tell me a little bit about your mom and your relationship there.
She is my biggest supporter. Like, she's always showed up. She comes to the games whenever. Like, that's another reason why I've always stood local. Because she's always shown up for me, and I want to show up for her. And I know how much excitement she gets from watching me play in person. So yeah. It really doesn't matter where I'm at. I just want to make her proud. And honestly, she's done a lot for me. She's such an angel.
What have you learned from her that makes you a really good basketball player?
Oh, man. One thing she always tells me is just show how strong you are. Like, be physical. Like, she never wants me to be outworked, like, ever. No. Even in the house, she wants me to do my responsibilities. So she just wants me to show up, have fun, and be strong, you know, be a team player. And that's one thing I strive in.
You can always tell kids that came from a disciplined expectation background with their families, right? If you have families that have some tough disciplinary rules or standards, maybe is a better word, and then you watch them play out as adults, and you see, as a mom of three kids myself, I see some validation there when I look at what my kids have decided to do or how they go about conducting their business. I know your mom has got to be really proud of you. You know, what is she like in the stands? Is she yelling at you? Is she yelling at the coaches, yelling at the refs? Is she yelling at the band? You know, some moms yell at the band.
She's one voice, one distinct voice that you always recognize. Her favorite thing to say is, Emma, go shoot it, dude, box out, rebound. Like, she'll say a bunch of different things, but you'll hear her voice in the stands. She's very supportive. She's not one of the angry ones. It's like, come on. Like, she's always showing me positivity, and I feed off of that. So that's very good. Grateful for her.
Yeah, the 8-10 this year is tough, and there's some good teams, and there's a big group of teams right in the middle. And so when you have a large amount of teams in the middle, that means anything can happen when you get to the postseason, to the A-10 tournament. What are you most looking forward to?
Honestly, we're just looking forward to getting 2% better each game we play. Honestly, we have our next game against LaSalle. We've been in a bit of a slump, so we're excited to like make our comeback, make a statement that, you know, we belong here and we need to be more consistent. And so we have a responsibility to take care of, and that's what we're just heading towards each and every game.
I can see responsibility in your name next to it when I think about what your journey's been like and who you are today. When it comes to responsibility, you know, today's landscape has changed so much in college sports. There's lots of things out there that people like to talk about, from the transfer portal to name, image, and likeness, to collectives, to salary cap, free agency. There's all kinds of terms.
You named it.
Right? When I'm listening to you and your story, I'm thinking that a lot of what you have done in your career is to serve somebody else. I feel like you have this incredible servant heart about you because you care about your mom and you wanted her to see you play. care about the people in your circle and you want to make sure that they're taken care of. Tell me where that comes from.
I feel like a lot of it roots back to my mom because she's been through so much and she's shown up so many times. Like, I've never really seen her down about things, no matter what she's been through. Like, she doesn't really show it, which is very strong of her, like, honestly. Most of my family is adopted, so she's been through the process of a lot of things. So honestly, I just feel like she continues to be strong, and that's something I look up to. I don't have a father in my household. I have a lot of brothers, a lot of sisters, and we stick together. So I feel like, you know, it roots back to my household and my family. And family to me means everything. You know, we could be friends, and I'll consider you family just off of that because of, like, what I see in you, what we show each other, and how we show up for each other. So
that's the way I see it, too. That's the way I do things in my life as well. I want to have you explain this a little bit more to me about your role, because most people want the bright lights of, you know, scoring all the points, and you, again, serving the game, making the game easier for your teammates by rebounding, which means you got to go to the glass every time. And the way you rebound, it really requires two people to keep you off the glass. So you're really making it easier for somebody else to get some rebounds or to get out in transition. You know, what keeps you motivated to know that even if it's not on the stat sheets, it shows up in the way your teammates see how hard you play?
Yeah. I feel like what keeps me motivated is just knowing that I'm able to influence the game in other ways rather than just scoring the ball. And it's shown a lot. It's shown in my past in JUCO, and it works for me. As far as my responsibility, it's setting great screens for my guards, being a defensive presence, rolling hard, occupying defenders, rebounding, of course. And I'm just going to keep being consistent at that because I know that's what we need on a consistent rate, and I'm the one for that. So I'm going to show up as much as I can for that.
I'm thinking you and I are going to be fast friends because of the way you see the game, because that's the way I see it, too.
Yeah.
A lot of people use their time in basketball just to be a better basketball player. I'm guessing that you used your time in basketball to be able to be more well-rounded and a lot of other things.
Yeah.
When your playing days are over and you look back at what you've been able to accomplish as an athlete, what part of the student part of that, the student athlete part of you, is going to really resonate when you move on to another career?
Oh, man. I love school. I love school. I'm such a great student. And my grades show that. And I could really brag about it because it's always been like that. My mom has pushed me for that. So, you know, she's always taught me, you know, is student then athlete. So as far as that, I study business. I'm into content creating. Like, I create my own content. I have a YouTube channel at Immaculate with an E and then three E's at the end.
Spell it out for us so we can make sure nobody misses a chance to check it out. Spell it out.
It's Emmaculate on YouTube.
Okay.
And I just do a lot of, like, I started off on TikTok days in the life and it blew up, and I just wanted to prolong it and give a deeper perspective of, like, you know, what it is to be a student athlete at a D1 program and travel days, what it's like to take losses, what it's like to win, what it's like to be in slumps. You know, I want to be raw and expose all of that. So, you know, that's what I'm working on right now. And, you know, I'm always about business. I love math. So, you know, I want to have my own clothing brand someday. And yeah, like, I'm always dibbling and dabbling in different things. I also cut hair on the side. Like, I've been doing that since COVID. So, you know, it's a bunch of different things outside of basketball that I dabble in.
I love it. A lot of skill with a lot of energy and incredible emotion. Yeah. I know basketball is grateful for you because we don't always get to talk to student athletes that have the kind of perspective that you do and have the journey that you've been able to go through and your openness to share it is definitely going to help somebody else, Emma. So thank you so much for taking time with us on Nothing But Net. It's a blessing to see you and meet you and spend some time with you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Good luck down the road as Fordham, one of the teams in the middle of the pack in the A-10 in a league that's going to get multiple bids this year in the NCAA tournament. Emma Wilson-Saltis, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Go Rams!